podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
Hey, all y'all. It's me, Blandy, one half of the critically unacclaimed parenting show, Really Good Advice for New Moms. Today, I'm bringing you an extra special episode of Ask Blandy because it's from a hospital bed. Yeah. I'm doing great now. Don't worry about me. Now that the impacted Flaming Hot Cheetos have been forcibly removed from my intestines, I'm doing fine. Although I'm doing less great emotionally because the doctors here are trying to force their healthy eating agenda on me. By the time you hear this, I'll be out of here. You know, as long as I eat this giant crotch-ass salad they brought me from the cafeteria. I'm gonna be honest. It's gonna be hard to leave this place because they wait on me hand and foot in a way my mother never has before. But I really do have to get out of here because Kirsten is watching Cheddar right now and the rest of my favorite crew while I'm gone. And honestly, I don't really trust her. I've seen what she gives her kids for breakfast and it's not good. Anyway, to keep a long story short, I have to answer a reader question as I'm contractually obligated to do. Even while I'm in the hospital, recovering from the trauma of a total of 5 enemas. Today's email comes from Vanessa. Vanessa writes, "Dear Blandy, last month I went back to work after my maternity leave. My mother-in-law is watching my new baby while I'm at work. She's great about texting pictures and updates throughout the day, but I'm really struggling with feeling like I'm missing out on my baby's day, and I'm really starting to miss her. What can I do?"
Wow, Vanessa.
I can definitely relate because I've been away from my ferrets for 3 days now, and to say that I feel like my heart is drowning in an ocean of sadness would be a complete understatement.
Oh my God, okay, hold on. Vanessa, hold on. Kirsten's texting me.
Alright, I just got off the phone with animal control.
What?
Apparently the ferrets used each other to create a ladder out of the attic window and they were found at Subway this morning.
Oh gosh, like what the hell, Kirsten? If you can't take care of 11 ferrets, how do you manage 2 kids? Seriously?
I'll deal with that later. Oh, anyway. As you may already know, I don't really have a job. Vanessa, not a job that pays, I mean. As far as I've heard, one of the hardest parts about going back to work, besides having to remember to pack a lunch and also dealing with rampant nepotism, is missing your baby while you're there. Yeah, it sounds really terrible, but there's some great tricks to keep yourself from dreaming of your offspring when you're supposed to be sucking up to your hungover manager. The best trick I can recommend is to remind yourself of all the annoying things your baby does. Like crying all night long while you hold a pillow over your ears. And pooping so violently that you have to wash its hair to remove the feces. Another thing that your baby probably does that's super annoying is spitting up all of your hard-earned milk and formula as soon as it hits their stomach. Some annoying babies may ask to use the car so it can go see its friends. Which is just, it's so inconsiderate after everything you've done for it. Leaving the Xbox on all afternoon while it microwaves pizza rolls, running up your already overwhelming electric bill, pumping your friends for information about who its real dad is, ordering professional-grade rock tumblers using your Amazon credit card, of which you only receive paperless statements so that you don't find out it's on there until it's racked up 4 months of interest because you've forgotten your Amazon password. And, and growing out of newborn clothes before they're ever even worn. Wow, what a list of annoyances, am I right? Yeah,
other things you can do to help yourself from experiencing sharp emotional pain while you're away from your baby is to frame about 2 dozen photos of your birth, and then set them around various areas of your workplace. You're gonna want one of you on your way to the hospital. That's a good one. Then, one of them telling you, no, we're not gonna admit you. Go home and come back when you're really in labor. And then, frame a picture of you arguing with the triage nurses that if they send you home, you're gonna have that baby in the bathroom. The most special and important picture, though, is gonna be of your baby either crowning or being pulled out of your stomach. Do this so that you'll get asked questions like, what exactly is happening in this photo? And why did you put this in the lunchroom? And then you can answer with detailed stories about your baby and how amazing it is to be the mother of that baby, easing the long hours away from it by reminiscing about your love. You won't have a chance to miss it then. All right, Vanessa. The nurses are coming with some juice that I requested with this little beeper thing. It's great. Yeah, I've just been drinking juice all day. Bye! Yeah, animal control? Yeah, it's me. It's Blandy Cobbles again. I'm calling about Cheddar and the crew.